Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Carl?
Speaking.
Carl, this is Jason. I have been texting you and you are completely ignoring my text. So, what do you want me to do now? Do you want me to go ahead and ask the company to prepare the paperwork and claim the copyright charges and initiate the misconduct case against you? Is that what you want?
My man. I was with my kids, that's why I didn't respond. But you're not giving me much of an option here. Like, I don't have the money.
You know,
So I mean, like,
look. Let me make this clear for you. Well, considering the situation you are in, this is the best possible solution I have, and I'm providing you. Okay, I need you to understand the situation you are in. Okay, and the consequences of this you are going to face if you refuse to cooperate and if you try to turn your face from this. Okay,
What
then
do you
I.
mean turn my face? What do you mean turn my face to this?
You know,
I just don't understand what you're saying.
this situation is need to be resolved at the earliest in order to save your academic career. Moreover, the credibility of the company and the confidentiality of the expert.
Man, that doesn't make sense. But even more than that, like, I don't have the money. Like, I don't have the option. Like, that's what I'm trying to, like, explain to you. Like, if I had it might be an option.
Look, let me again, I'm really short of words. What can I explain you? Because you are not in a mood to listen me, and I'm
Oh,
not listening
I'm
you.
perfectly fine, man. I'm just conversing with you. I'm perfectly fine.
Look,
Listen, man. Like, I.
let me explain you. Let me explain you the situation and give you a quick recap of the situation. What happened and what where we are standing. Okay. The expert tried to log in into your portal. The IP address of expert, which is our company's IP address, which is registered under our company's name. And as everybody knows that our company providing academic assistance to the student. So our IP address is recorded into your system, into your institution's database. Are we clear? So,
Sure.
for the solution of this problem or the situation we are in is we are going to rent out the software from the company. As I told you that if you go through us, you will get the refundable option. Okay? This is just a security deposit amount which you have to pay us. We will further, make the invoicing and do the necessary thing. Pay to the software company, take the credentials of the software and integrate it into your portal.
Friend of mine.
We will gonna replicate all the footprints of our expert with your IP address. So when your institution goes to check your database, they will only find your IP address, okay? They will see that all the attempts to your portal will be made from your IP address. This is the main function of the software. That's why we need this software to replicate our IP address with yours. Okay? And once we will do that, once your course will be completed, we will disintegrate the software and give it back to the company. The company will instantly initiate the refund for your security deposit, which will you get into your account in mostly, most of the cases, the clients get the refund in 24 to 48 hours. So I would recommend you to go ahead and arrange the funds so that we can, resolve this problem as soon as possible. As I told you that the portal is stuck, it blocks all the input, and we are stuck. The expert is studying, and he has nothing to do with it. His time is getting wasted, and he is unable to perform other tasks for other clients. Their submissions are due by today, and he's unable to do anything because if he cancels the tab, it will automatically send all the log report to your instructor, to your institution management. Okay, and if that will be the case, you will be, in deep, deep trouble. And I am
Yeah,
pretty sure that this
I
is not
understand what you're
something.
saying, my man. I do understand what you're saying, but I don't think you understand, man. Like, I don't have, like, I physically don't have the money. Like,
I
it's
want
not
you
that, like, I'm even
to
making a
look.
decision. Like, I don't have it to give you.
I would recommend you to go out and arrange the fund, ask your family and friends to help you, because this is a problem. If you can't resolve this now at this time, then it will be getting bigger and bigger. If they card you for academic misconduct, then your entire academic career will go in vain. All the time and the money which you invested in your academic career will just go in vain. Are you getting my point here? Or do I explain you much more severe consequences that you're going to face if you don't help us?
Listen, man, I'm not a little kid, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a grown man. Like, I do understand what you're saying.
I appreciate you're getting my point. But the thing is, which, you know, I'm really worried about is that you are not cooperating with me. And I am, you know, hanging in middle. The IT manager, the management, the expert is continuously pressing me.
Let me ask you something, my man. Let me ask you. Right?
Sure.
So of no source of mine, like, this issue occurred, right? Like, from you guys provide a service, and like from whatever service you provide, this situation occurred, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that this manager has the software on his side, but you need my money or more money, like,
look,
that I don't have.
Let me explain.
To rectify the problem. Or hold on, you're gonna identify me to an institution and like rat me out. Like, think about what you're saying, man. Like,
you are misunderstanding. You are completely misunderstood here. Let me explain you. The thing which arises, the situation which just arises arises unexpectedly. The expert or the company is not responsible for this. This is some technical error. Your institution has increased the security layer and they detect our footprints, okay? And this is, this is something which is beyond our control, and this is some technical thing, and we are neither you nor us.
Which one?
Both of us are not responsible for this. Okay, and the thing about the software is the software belongs to the third-party company. Our company is, associated with the software company. That's why you are getting the refundable option. I gave you two options, that either you can go with us, this way you will get a refundable option, or the other way is you can directly visit the website, purchase the software by, paying the one-time fee and give me the credentials of the software. I can integrate the software. And I'll pay the integration charges from my own pocket. I'm really looking forward to resolve this situation, but it seems that you don't want to resolve this.
What do you mean, man? All I wanted was to take a simple class through you guys. Like, I didn't want no problems.
We were doing your class, and I will be assisting you throughout the other person left, which was taking care of your course previously. Once he left, I have been taking care of your course, and I continuously monitoring all the work on your portal and asking the expert to complete everything, take all the previous submission which were due into consideration and complete them for you. I've been helping you, and I've been, 100% transparent with you. I've been honest, and I discuss the problem with you. I propose a solution for that, and I need to resolve this. This is putting my job at stake, The management and the ID manager and the expert is continuously pressuring me to resolve the situation. They are getting into my nerve, and I'm not getting any positive and prompt response from you. So it's making me really frustrated, because it's putting my job at stake, and this is something I really can't afford at this time, okay? Are you getting me, Carl?
Sure, buddy. I do understand it. I'm not really giving you any static, you know what I mean? I've been talking to you very calmly.
You are my worthy client, and I'm looking to do a long-term business with you, since this is a problem for both of us, okay? So we need to cooperate like your brother to me, and I'm brother to you, okay? I believe that you consider me as your brother. Is that the case or not? Do you consider me like your brother or not?
Do I consider you my brother, like my family?
Like your brother. I'm trying to help you. You can replace the word brother by friend. Do you consider me as your friend or not? I'm trying to help you.
Sure, pal. You're my friend.
So look, here is the thing. I'm trying to help you. You're my friend. You're my worthy client, and I'm looking forward to have a long-term mutually beneficial relationship with you. and I'm really looking forward to have a future business with you. So what I'm gonna do is, this is something which I never did for any of my clients, and this is against the policy of the company. I'm you know, doing it unofficially. What I'm gonna do, the best thing which I can do for you is I'm gonna pay the half of the amount from my very own pocket. Since this is a refundable amount, I know I will get my money back once your class is completed. Okay, the other 50% will be paid by you. It's like 800 by you and 800 by me. And we can get this problem solved, and once your class will be completed, I will get my 800 refunded back to me, and you will get your 800 refunded back to you. Sounds like a plan?
Listen, man, I know you think I'm, like, pulling your chain or something, but, like, I got two kids, man. I'm barely scraping by to pay bills.
You know,
like,
I completely understand. I don't have extra cash that I can't, you know, afford this to pay money on the behalf of someone else. But I'm just putting everything what I have to the table just to help you. Since I called you my brother, my friend, and you're my, you know, worthy client,
right,
and I'm looking to do, have a good business with you. So I'm trying to help you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Jason. Your name's Jason, right?
You're right. My name is Jason.
So here's another thing that I have a question about. It's like ever since I've started this process,
mm-hmm.
like it's been a rock fight, and they've consistently like gone back on what they've said, and then like, you know, said they needed more money. And then now it's come to this where it's like, oh man, you got to come up with $1,600 or I'm gonna rat you out to the school. You know what I'm saying? That's like extortion, my man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, we are not going to
like,
rat. Look. The thing is, we are not going to rat you to your school. We are not blackmailing you. I'm explaining you. The thing is, your institution got our IP address, and institution. check your database time to time, whether just to ensure that the credibility of your student, whether they are working by themselves or taking some third party assistance with their academics. Okay, so they check their database time to time, and I'm afraid if they check the database and caught our IP address, it simply puts the credibility of our company and the confidentiality of the expert at risk, and this is something which company will never gonna tolerate. Are you getting my point here? They will
why would their credibility be at stake? I mean, like, their credibility of doing what? People's work? Like, what is that? That doesn't make sense to me.
Look, let me go ahead and simply explain you what does that mean. The work on your portal will completed by who? My company? My expert, right?
Well, I don't know.
The company and the expert. The company and the expert is the owner of the work. You are not the owner of the work. So they will simply go ahead and claim the copyright charges for the work which has been done onto your portal on your behalf. And, you know, if you provoke us to do that, then the consequences will be much more severe for you. Are you getting my point here? They will not simply, they will not limit themselves to reach your institution. They will go ahead and, you know, launch the case against you, and in the local code, they might approach council for higher education accreditation. They will not.
Why wouldn't they do that anyways?
Because
I mean,
mm-hmm.
like, why wouldn't they do that anyways right now? Like, if it's a problem and we're caught, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do I even know that it'll be all good? You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, you are not.
What's up, Adrian?
You are not trying to cooperate here. It will gonna, it will gonna put the confidentiality of the expert at stake. Does it make sense to you?
I just don't understand how
he did the work on your behalf, and he wants to claim the work, the copyright of the work which has been done on your portal on your behalf in order to.
But why would he do that? Like, why would he? What would he accomplish by doing that?
Because he's the owner of the work. He did the work on your behalf, and he don't want anyone to misuse his work, his hard work. He don't want anyone to misuse.
But that's where I'm a little confused. It doesn't make sense.
Look, if your institution caught our IP, they might launch a case against that company. That's why they are helping a student in their academics. So that's why that's the point that when I was mentioning that it puts the credibility of the companies at stake. If your institution caught the IP address of our company, they might launch a case against this company, which hurt their credibility. Are you getting my point here or not?
Their credibility of like doing people's homework,
look,
like that's not credible. You're not credible.
That,
you're doing something wrong right there.
This argument is completely useless. I don't want to prolong this this conversation anymore. Just give me an answer. What do you want? Do you want to resolve this situation, or do I give the go ahead to the company and their legal team to go ahead and launch a case against you? I want to resolve the situation. You are putting me into a useless argument, and you are not, saying.
I don't appreciate you saying that.
You are not trying. You know, you are not having a communication on the solution here. You are just into a useless argument that why is that and why is that. I'm confused. If I explain you the complete situation, this is the problem, this is the solution. So keep it simple. Talk about the solution and talk about the problem only. Don't drag me into a useless argument.
It's not a useless argument, my man. You guys put me in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't put you in this situation. This is something which is arises unexpectedly, and this is beyond our control. This is something technical. Your institution have increased your security layers. This is not something which...
Okay, but what I'm saying is, you contacted me today, right? You contacted me today and you said, you know, that's all good and well for somebody that's got a bank account full of money. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you contact me today and you say, hey, man, the only way to resolve this is with a bunch of money that I don't have. So, I mean, it's not a matter of me, like, not wanting to cooperate or something or other, like...
Just keep this reconciled and tell me. What
I don't. You I don't really.
Do.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure,
I
man.
Go above
Hit
and
me
beyond.
Up today,
I go above and beyond to help you. I am saying that I'm gonna put $800, 50% of the amount from my very own pocket, and this is something I'm gonna do unofficially because this is against the policy of our company. Because the software invoice will only go through if it's under the name of the customer. Are you getting the point here or not?
So if we do this, right, what's the expectation
right.
for the rest of the class?
Once we will integrate the software, okay, replicate our IP address with yours. Okay, so whenever in the future we or I, you, or any expert from our company will try to log in into your portal, it will only, reflect your IP address since we are going to copy your address. Your IP address and replicate it with ours. So the single IP address will going to be registered and recorded into the database of your institution, which is yours. So we will be, freely and smoothly continue working on your portal. You can access your portal at the same time. The expert can access your portal without any trouble.
Why wasn't that done in the first place?
Because we are doing good with the free VPN. There is no need. I thought that the whole class will gonna pass, but I don't know. Suddenly your institution are gonna increase their security layers and the situation. This is something technical. It can be arises any time, anywhere with any clients. Most of our clients never get into this problem, and I just told you that some of our clients get into this problem when refuse to come. Cooperate, and I share the consequences she has to bear, and the other one really cooperate us, we help her and pass her class and disintegrate the software and initiate the refund as per our commitment. Moreover, I'm gonna share the refund agreement which I will be receiving from the software company. I will be sharing it via your email, and this will be serving as evidence for you and for me. For your money and for my money, we will be getting the refund as soon as your class will be completed. We will disintegrate the software and simply ask the software company to initiate the refund. That's just a security deposit and a refundable option. If you go through with us, And I give you the other option as well. You can directly visit the website and buy the software and give us the credential. And by doing that way, by going that way, you have to pay one-time fees, which is not defendable. So I'm pretty sure that you're not that silly to go and pay one-time fee, which is very, which will be, you know, very heavy on your pocket. Rather than I'm pretty sure that you're smart enough to make a smart decision and go with us, since you're getting a refundable option by going with us.
Mhm. How would I know, like, you say the expert's like, all right, he's gonna contact the institution if he doesn't get his way or something like this. Like, what? How would I know that he ain't gonna do that anyways? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm gonna.
If the fact
look. The thing is, look. Let me clear one thing. We are not going to do it until and unless our credibility at stake. Once you will help us integrate the software into your portal, everything will be resolved. Okay. No one will be at risk. None of neither the confidentiality of the expert nor the credibility of the company will be at risk. Your academic career will not be at risk. We will continue working as we were doing in past. Okay. No more arguments. No one is gonna contact your institution.
No one's arguing. No one's arguing, my man. You hit me with something out of right field.
I'm gonna share the agreement with you. And you know, if anyone from our company approaches you and you know ask you that they did the work on your behalf and they will contact your institution, you can simply ask that. Okay, go ahead, because your institution never find that anyone access your portal from anywhere. They will just find your IP address once we will replicate our IP. So if anyone claims or if anyone reaches you from our company and told you that, we did the work on Carl's behalf, if someone from our company reaches your institution and say that we are the one who did the work on Carl's behalf. So they don't have any proof, because when your institution checks their database, they will only get your IP address in their database. Does it make sense to you? Are you getting my point? And this is only possible once we are going to integrate this software into your portal.
Guess so, man. I mean, listen, you could do whatever you got to do to make this right for you, for me, whatever. You know what I mean? And I guess go forward.
The only solution which I have, I already, bring it to the table. The integration.
Yeah,
of the
man. But what I'm telling you, like, whether you want to believe it or not, dude, is like, I got no money right this second. Like, I don't have money today.
I want you to go ahead and ask your family, your friends, your friends.
Buddy, there's no family. You keep saying, ask it. You don't understand, bro. There's no family. Like, there's no family. There's no people to run and get money from. Like, I scrounged up some money to get
to
the class.
What do you want me to do now?
Listen, man. I don't really know the options. Like, you want to rat me out to the school? Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, listen, I'm a grown man. I've been to jail. Like, it's not the worst thing that will happen in my life. You know, like, if you guys can't keep your word as man, brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you were supposed to do for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I did every time I made an agreement with you guys, I kept it. You know what I mean? And multiple times within this process, like, it changed with you guys. Never kept your word.
Let's talk about a solution. How soon will you be able to arrange the money?
I got to try. I don't know. You hit me up today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, dude. I got to figure it out. Like, I got to do something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not giving me any options.
Let me make something clear to you that unless we solve this problem, the expert will not be able to do anything on your portal. You have submission due.
Maybe I pay the money and they still don't. Do you understand what I'm saying, Jason? Like, not one time through this whole process anybody kept your word on your end. It always changed. It was always this. It was always that. It was always now you got to pay this. Every time, dude. But you know what? When I was first started this, it shouldn't have been you, right? It should have been the other kid. So he was going to be with the whole process. Then it went to somebody else.
Look,
and then you popped up.
I don't know.
Buddy. Hello.